Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello there, everyone. TGIF. Oh, we are so excited. We are going to do Revo cards tonight, yes. But of course, we're also going to still do my method of personal prophecy. So we are just raring to get started. But first, we want to remind everyone, I'm using ordinary playing cards for these readings. This is the method, as it was said in the intro, that my grandmother taught me. Actually, she was teaching me in 1982, and we lost her about a year later. So it was a gift, like you wouldn't believe. And truthfully, most of the people in our family didn't even know she did this for the longest time. You know, there's kind of a stigma attached when you're in a religious family, and then, you know, there's a grandma who is giving psychic readings. So anyway, I want to remind all of you also, don't confuse this with tarot or oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there with playing cards. This system really stands on its own in the sense that you're going to be able to look into the future. And if you see things there that are less desirable or that you really don't want there at all, or you need to prepare for in advance because it can't be changed, that's when we're going to bring the tools of choice and change. And if you can't change something, guess what? Yes, you still can by being prepared, by being expectant. You know, a lot of times I see people's identities are getting stolen, but it hasn't happened yet. Or your pocketbook is going to get, you know, picked up from somebody you don't know, and that opens a whole door of a nightmare to track all this stuff down that belongs to you. So by having that knowledge in advance, you are pre-warned, you can take additional precautions, and that really is changing the future for yourself. So remember, we are not bound to just love-related questions. This week can literally span the spectrum. Your career, your family, your neighbors, your coworkers. What makes them tick? What is it about them you don't know? What is their actual secret agenda? Yeah. And of course, we can kind of like shoot the moon with questions, and Jim's going to explain to you. This is Jimbo Baggins, my co-host and sidekick, I guess. And we're going to give you a great experience and a lot of fun during this hour. So hang in there with us. All right, Sir Baggins.
All righty. I want to remind everybody this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, a reminder, this is a good reminder. I want to remind everybody, if you're international, caller or Facebook folk, let us know and we'll give you a live international shout out. Like, for instance, we have Sophia.
Yes.
That is in Sweden. And I think Charlie, it looks like, could be in the UK.
Charlie, I think, is so new. Too.
I just ran my mouse over and I think I saw that it was definitely the UK. If Charlie's still here, we do not know. All right, well, welcome, everybody. 515-602-9676. That's a number to call in to get your reading. When you call in, you'll be told that you are going on, well, not on hold. It's so you can listen to the show while you wait. So basically, you are on hold. You're in a queue. We had a nice queue. It's a good queue. We see you. And you'll hear the show. You do not hear the show, kaput. Something went wrong. Call back. No big deal. Not a big deal. It happens in the cell phone world and computers and all that crap. So that's the deal. Facebook folks, we understand that a lot of you can't call in. Typically, well, yeah, mainly the international folk because they are billionaires. And even some of our domestic folks have had to not use a cell phone to call in. Skype's an option, even for them. We get Skypers that are domestic and they just for some reason cell phone's not being cool. They're sitting at the computer and they'd rather Skype in. You can Skype in too if you're abroad. There is a dollar value attached, but it's not a lot compared to a cell phone call. But anyway, we will turn the tables. We will turn our attention to you folks occasionally. Can't promise when. We can't say it's going to be really soon. But we do try to make time for the messenger folks that cannot pick up a cell phone and call it. You just got to be patient. You got to wait it out. And that time will come. We prefer that you use Facebook Messenger. Deborah Lee, Sick Love Doctor Show, and you want to do audio or video on that. That's what we prefer because it's going to be a better experience. It's going to be just like when you listen to those new callers. It's going to be the same thing. If we do the type thing, where you just type, delays. There's a delay. Our broadcast and stuff, and then you typing, it's such a delay. It's just really hard. Deb could be doing your reading, and then she's moving on to a different subject you're reading, and all of a sudden you type something about the subject. It gets really...
But we will take it if you...
If you have to, but you don't have to. Because if you're on frickin' Facebook, you can frickin' Messenger, all right? That's the name of that, too.
Right, but if they're over, across the pond, and everyone around you is asleep, you don't need to be making phone calls.
I guess if you don't want to wake up, you're screaming breath. I got it.
Or husband, boyfriend, girlfriend.
You can knock them out. The Louisville Slugger. All right. I think we've talked about not all the subjects.
Yeah!
That, because it's this Friday, is a Rebel Yell. That is the sound that you will hear when your reading with Deborah has come to an end. All good things must come to an end. So don't try to think that's a sound to fire off more quick questions and negative. The ship has sailed. We've got to move on. There's a lot of folks. We want to try to get as many in as we can. Most every show... We always have just people we just don't get to. That's just the way it is. And so more we get, the better is the moral of the story. So when you hear the rebel yell, please don't try to ask more questions. Let me give you a rebel card reading before we move on to the next caller. So reading with Deborah over, I'll give you a single rebel card. These aren't angel cards, so nobody's going to be sprinkling little, I don't know what you want to call it, four-leaf clovers, or I guess that's Irish. No sprinkles, no unicorns
angels
and angels. These are rebel cards. So
they're right up in your face.
It's not a donut shop. There's no sugarcoating of all the statements in here. Matter of fact, most of the time, there's plenty of F-bombs that I try to blank on a little bit. We try. We try to make the show PG-13-ish, so there's some swearing, but not all the time. You know what I'm saying? So that's what we'll do. So anyway, rebel card. And listen for your rebel card. I mean, don't keep asking more questions. When you hear the rebel yell. Cease. And let's see here. On that note, I think we shall take our first caller. We're going to area code 856, which is New Jersey. 856, welcome. Caller number one.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Who's on with us?
It's Rosemary. How did I get first?
Hey, it's good to be first. Because if you try to be last, sometimes you don't get to get on. So that's good.
Serendipity.
First is not shit. First is good because then you know you're getting a reading.
I don't know why I dislike that word.
It sucks. Okay, go ahead anyway.
All right, Rosemary. We'll just ignore him and let him play with his.
Oh, I won't be ignored. Go fatal.
Yeah, I still got to throw my play and open it up yet.
How are you doing there, darling?
Yeah, how's it going there?
Today I'm a little bit better, more light. How's that word say? Lightweight or?
Yeah.
Heavy stuff off my shoulders, if that makes sense. I don't know what the right word is for that.
I think we got what you're saying. You gotta have that sometimes.
Yeah, and I got a chaos. What was it yesterday? I got let go. I was planning to get my ticket this weekend, and chaos happened this week with work. So I'm, like, kind of weary now bringing in money to elite.
Sure.
From my years of experience, I have found that often being let go is a cloud with a silver lining, because it was as if the universe conspired with your deepest dreams or hopes and wishes, I should say, and decided that it's time for you to move on, for you to find a new future.
There we go.
And I've had clients who have actually come to my office and cried because they've been let go. And I said, you give it a year, you're going to have a brand new career, brand new job, financial security, and you're going to want to actually go back there and thank them for putting you out. And when I said that, they were like, what? It truly did happen. So what would you like for me to look at your cards for you, Rosemary?
I guess, like, because now I'm just let go. I was trying to plan, like, when I leave, I have enough money with me to travel because I didn't get my ticket yet. I'm going to get it this weekend. So that's my little worry right there, if that's going to.
Are you buying your ticket in, you know, like, in advance, or are you trying to go as soon as you can?
I'm trying to go as I can. I was going to go on 8 May, but with the work thing, with the money coming in, so that's why I'm kind of a little weary now to book it this weekend.
Yeah, that's a...
Oh, yes, it's a big...
It is. It's always scary to make the booking.
Yeah, it is. And the airlines can be very unfriendly.
Oh, they typically
when
are.
You maybe need to change a flight.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely unfriendly skies. Remember fly the friendly skies? They have been friendly skies for 40-plus years, man. Who the hell are they kidding? Until they start charging for bags, it's like, oh, there we go. Now it's like loan shark business here now. I'm going to charge for bags. Some want to do carry-ons even, I hear.
Yeah, they did that the last time.
Every breath they take, too. They're jackwads. Boy.
Like they did travel. That the last time I went, about a year and a half ago.
Bus in 2021. If you think about it, it's just a bus.
Oh, yeah, it is. And they pack it in like I love the old days when some of the flights were empty almost. It was so nice.
Yes, I bet it was. Well, yeah. For you, Rose, I am seeing that you're going to be able to pull this off. Maybe not as quickly as you were projecting, but you are going to make it happen. And there's, you have some friends around you. Have you checked in with any of them to see if they are interested in maybe traveling with you? Or,
Nah, I don't bother anymore to ask. Either they don't want to go or they got some BS and all that.
Well, so. It sounds to me then like you're ready for a whole new experience, new people, new places. So I don't know why the cards are insisting, but you're going to make it happen. And you, I believe, are going to meet a man or connect with the man over there who is ultimately going to become your husband. So kind of a nice... travel prize, I think. And then you don't have to believe it now. I'll believe in it for you because I know you're going through rough times. Okay.
Yeah.
Jim's going to give you his card.
All right. Yes, I am. Indeed.
Yeehaw!
Subject says, what the hell are you waiting for? Get that chiseled done. If you're waiting for a sign, well, here it effing is. Get it done. All right?
Yeah. So where there's a will, honey, there is often a way. You are meant to be over there. And
now you just got to try harder now.
Yep. Somehow it's all going to come together for you.
Sometimes the universe is a jackwad and makes you work really hard for stuff that you wish you didn't have to work so hard for.
And then sometimes it's a beautiful gift.
But then, in the end, you go like, I get it. Is the thing. You don't get it on the way when you're struggling. It's the deal, right?
Right.
You're like, what is this? What are you doing to me? You look at the new, like, what are you guys doing? And then later on, you're like, got it. Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Rosemarie.
Hey, how about if we do a reading to here?
Hang on a second first. All right.
All right. Rosemarie,
well, I got international shout outs to do here.
You got some.
I got two from the same country. You got Laura and Jeanette from Canada.
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 Yes.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
I didn't even notice the beard was gone this morning.
And you're like...
But I didn't feel well at all.
She was death sick zombie state.
I bounced back pretty well from being, you know, down and out, ill.
Yes.
So, and we do think a lot of it was pollen. That evil green stuff.
Yellowish, greenish, weird, whatever color you want to call it. Yeah, I call it yellow. So people don't call it yellow, yellow, yellow.
Does anybody in the Facebook crowd here, do any of you feel like you want to call us in on Messenger?
Right. I type it because it's quicker than saying it.
Okay.
And then we'll go right back to the phones, right back.
Yes, we will.
We shall do so.
I guess they're thinking about it.
Well, there's a delay time. You got to click this and click that and click this and click that. And you got to be ready to shut that laptop quickly.
I know.
And then put that suck.
Sophia, I'm just going to tell you. That stuff tastes so horrible to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Turmeric, she's talking about a term. I can never say that right. It's like Worcestershire.
Turmeric.
Yeah. A shot of that. Oh, but if I have to swallow it.
It's a lot like yellow curry.
It's bad to me. Bad.
Bad, very bad. All right, I think we're going to be shutting that door down over here.
All right.
It'll give about 10, 15 seconds. It does take a little bit of time. Especially some people have to go find this. Everybody's throwing their phone messenger. It can be a little slower. And
we've got
like
a lot
too.
Of people here that are hanging around.
We always have a lot of folks here.
The only way we'll know you're here is if you...
We've had some folks talking. You were doing the reading. We've had a new person, a couple new people here and there.
Well, I'm glad.
Yes, indeed. In
all
warm
right.
milk, if I put turmeric in warm milk, I don't know that I could not vomit.
Who said you do that?
That was Jeanette. See, they like that stuff.
She said it's not bad.
First of all, I don't even want my milk warm. A, I want it cold as shit. B, I like turmeric, but I don't put them together. I mean, I would try anything.
I don't like the way it smells. I don't like the way it tastes.
I like turmeric. I do like the stuff. It's one of the pills I take.
And even
I take a capsule every day.
I have a doctor who is into collaborative medicine, and she will say to me, you can get it in capsules.
I do. I take one every day. Monday through
turmeric.
Friday. Monday through Friday, I take
I
one every day. On like Saturdays and Sundays, I kind of don't take all my little stuff. I take like 2 days off of all my little supplement things, non-prescription drugs. But Monday through Friday, I take all sorts of stuff like that.
Jeanette, we'll keep that in mind. Warm milk.
We shall do so. Yeah,
like chocolate milk?
We probably could. It's not the milk probably that is doing the good thing.
Ooh, and put a honey in there too. I could probably... Get that down the old, you know.
Ah, that's hilarious. See what I just said?
What? Oh. Oh, yes. Well, it's too bad we don't have closed captioning.
We love
that show. And Jim has an authentic Jon Snow costume.
Oh, she knows. She was talking about it. But she knows. Yep.
Well, we can't swing the trip.
Can't swing it, but that costume ain't going anywhere.
Mm-mm. And I had the Melisandre.
And that's not going anywhere either.
The Red Witch.
We shall keep it going here. We shall do so.
And we were disappointed, but you know what? When you're younger, you don't care if you have to make expensive.
773, Illinois, 773. Welcome to the show. What is
it? I'm just calling to say hi, see what y'all are doing, see
hi.
If you see anything fun and exciting.
And you, who are you again? Oh,
come on.
Should I know?
I'm Nancy. Huh?
Nancy.
No, you shouldn't. I'm Nancy.
Yeah, Nancy. Okay.
773 is from the Chi-Town area, from what I see on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, indeed.
That's cool. I'm glad that you're here. It looks like I got dropped, or did you have to, or but you call back, and that's what everybody should do if you get dropped. If you have a problem, call right back. I keep a list.
Yeah, I did.
I will hold your place in line if you call back in a sort of a timely manner. If it takes you a couple minutes, I'm not going to kick you to the back of the line. So Roger it up. You know.
Refresh us on where you are in your
life.
Well,
Not physically.
I was going to say, I'm just kind of bored. I've got a job. Yeah. And, and I've got not a really robust social life, but an okay social life. I'll be just kind of bored.
Okay. All right. Let's see what's up. Here we go. All right. So we don't sit here with dead air.
Sorry. I'm doing my I got to do stuff, too, on the Facebook thing.
Just a minute. You're playing around.
I'm not playing around.
He's playing around.
If I'm going to play around, sure as hell ain't going to be on Facebook.
Well, with these people, you can have nice conversations.
That's not playing around. It's having nice conversations. I don't know what your definition of playing around is there, Sissy Pop, but that ain't playing around. Chit-chatting.
All right. Well, you know, a lot of times in the cards, when a person says they're bored, that is like actually saying to, you know, the universe, the higher power, you're saying, bring me some meaningful change. Transform me so I don't have this feeling anymore. Right.
Right, right. It's like you are ready for a transition of some type.
Big time.
Yes. And it's like a pause, a gasp, taking a deep breath before you take the next plunge, right?
Yes, and you do have a big shift coming for you. It's not right now, but it's within the springtime. Which is down the road, but I see you really feeling happy with new circumstances. There's going to be new people coming into your life, and oh my, I am seeing an opportunity for you to make more money. Money is always good. Yes.
Money.
There's a man here who is going to be looking for someone like you who can be on top of things. Organized.
Is he a mighty good man?
Well, as a boss, yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Just wanted to make sure he was a mighty good man.
I wouldn't say it's great men, but it is. There is him.
Well, this is a different case. This is somebody that is like going to help her on her journey type of thing.
Yes.
Career-wise,
very much so. It's
going to
be a wonderful
right.
Like leveling up for you.
Truth.
And there's a man here that he's not going to show it.
Different guy now.
Yeah, well, for the future in terms of romance.
Ah, this is a love type guy. And about him, what?
He is going to basically like worship you from afar.
Oh.
You might notice him when you're in a social situation. There might be this guy who seems like he looks at you a lot. He really is trying not to show it, but he's very smitten with you.
So far, it doesn't necessarily mean he's confident.
Yeah, it's not like he's a stalker or anything like that.
Yeah, sometimes they feel like she's out of my class type of thing.
Yes.
There's no way I got to find the right. I can't just go up there and talk to her now because it's not the right time and she'll just poo-poo me.
He's trying to be very subtle.
Trying to find the right moment.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Yes.
So if you ever figure out who he is, smile at him. You know, that might be all the encouragement he would need.
Just make sure that he's not like Jeffrey Dahmer or somebody like that. You know, just saying, you got to watch out he smile at nowadays. There's some freaking cuckoo.
There's a lot of them, isn't there? Yeah.
Unfortunately, the stupid little adage, the same. Just a few bad apples spoil the whole damn bunch. And they do.
They do.
Most people, guys, women are out there, 99% are great people. There's that 1% that makes everybody scared shitless.
Well, and the scammers that
steal your money. All that stuff. Yeah, all that stuff. People are generally good, but when you got the ones out there that just totally screw people over, they just, you got to be so cautious, it ruins it.
It does indeed.
But I see him as a very, very nice guy.
Good. Well, so now you just got to figure it out and see what happens.
Who is it? Yeah, come on. No hints.
I know.
Well, she can't. She doesn't know.
Well,
she just has somebody that's afar from you, but you probably might have already.
Could already be seeing him, but not seeing him, if you know what I mean.
Could have been in the same room with the person, right?
Yeah.
Type of deal, putting it, like, giving scenarios. She can't say that's exactly what happened, but something like that.
Years ago, I was on a dart team, you know, shooting darts.
Darts. They know that. They do that really well in the land of the UK.
In the bar. And there was a guy that I only knew in passing, but he would sit there and just, like, stare at me. It did make me uncomfortable. And after a couple months of this, I had to go up to him and say, George, what's up? Why are you? Yeah, George.
How did you know his name?
Yeah.
I knew him in passing. I knew him as socially.
Well, that's weird.
But that was weird. He didn't always play with us. And I said, George, what is going on?
That's really weird.
And he said, I'm just enjoying mobbing you from afar. And I was like, oh my God. What a silver-tongued devil. Yeah.
I would have thought I should wear a snap-proof vest next time I come out. I enjoy loving you from afar. I can't wait till you meet my mother.
And if Jim had ever been on the show and explained about his history, you would see him as a man who's a sweet talker and talks a lot of crap, but he also jerks women around. Where they stalk you.
There you go.
Everybody runs into that, male and female. There's different levels of that, too.
He gives out all this sugar, you know, and then these women get addicted to his sugar.
Not a crack dealer.
And they show up in the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night. Good song. Anyway, that's what we're in the middle of the night, right? Here you go. The subject of your RoboCard reading is, you are the best thing to ever happen to you.
Okay.
Go easy on your own ass, buy your own damn drink.
I don't understand that one when it comes up.
What it's saying is,
buy your own drink.
I think it means, like, some people are, like, kind of really pissed off and down about their love life. And they're like, maybe why? I must not be good enough. I must not good enough. It says, no, you're the best thing that ever happened to you. Buy your own drink. Don't get all freaked out that Mr. Right hasn't come along yet.
I think you're right.
Yeah, just keep on. And don't lower your standards. Don't do that is what that card is. Don't do that. Nope. All right.
Well, thanks, Nancy. We're always happy to
hear
from you. Well, take care now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Call us again. Bye-bye.
Call us again.
Oh, she's awesome. I love talking to her. Yeah.
Oh, Lisa. Hey, what you doing? Sounds like you're driving. Are you on the road?
No, I'm in my house trying to cook.
You are. What are you doing? You're cooking?
Yeah, you know what? I want to tell you something.
What?
I got to thank, is it Laura that gave that reading? Was it Laura that gave that reading last time?
Laura from London.
They got into a fight this morning. I could hear it from my place, the two guys. And what scares me is when the neighbor has gotten mad at me, his voice scares me when he gets angry. And I've told him that before, you can't yell at me.
Yeah.
Well, he was going to town on him this morning, his friend, and it was horrible because I was yelling. And I had to, I ran into the laundry room real quick.
Oh,
sorry?
To listen?
What?
Wait.
No, God, no. I'm trying to do laundry. And so never to listen. Are you kidding? I was escaping. And I turned the washing machine on really fast. And then I left on the road to work out. And then the neighbor had invited me the night before to go to coffee with those guys. We go to a neighborhood coffee. And after my workout, I showed up for coffee. But last night at dinner, you know, it was okay. You know, dinner, right. It was late. Oh, my God. I had to jump around and take a shower and put makeup on, clothes, and then we went. And it was very casual. But guess who walked in? I wanted to ask you about this guy. He was a guy that I had seen at, I had to go pay my bill with one of the services, you know, the local services, not actually utility company, but services get.
Sure.
And so he was there. He was new. I used to work for that agent or a part of the city government 1,000 years ago, not recently. And he was there, and I was making a joke, and I thought, oh, he's kind of cute. And he's kind of close to my age, in fact, probably similar. And I thought, he must be new. And I was trying to ask one of the girls that worked there, I said, is that, you know, try to find out who he was. And so, because I thought he was someone else in the high-level position. Anyway, he walked into the restaurant last night. And so I'm sitting with the dudes at the table, and they are sitting across from me. I'm not sitting next to them. And so a guy walked in, and he walked across the restaurant, and the place is huge, so the tables were not that close. And he's smiling, pleasant face, so nice, looked like a real human being compared to the neighbor next door. And so I smiled, and he smiled, and I said, how are you? And he said, oh, I'm fine. I'm just waiting for my people. And I said, we say that. Don't all of us say that? And then we were looking at each other throughout the dinner. You know, I caught him looking, and I'd stare at him. And then I thought this morning, next time I'm going to go up to him and say, look, I know you're at the, you know, the city place, and I think you're new. What's your name? Here's my card, and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I think I'll be seeing him around town or whatever. I might even go into his office just to say, you know, welcome aboard if he's new. So what do you see in the cards? Because I'm really sick of this thing next door, because it's exhausting me. Yes. He's angry part of the time. And
Well, you know what?
Wow. That's a good question. And remember, Deb did see in the cards all along somebody new was floating around.
How did the atmosphere with the neighbor feel after you had this little chat with the guy that walked in?
No, they didn't even notice. They didn't look. You know, these guys, the neighbor and his friend, are from a part of the world that they behave differently. They behave like Goodfellas, I guess. I never really saw the movie.
Oh, you got to see that movie, yeah.
They're different kind of people, you know. It was a flash conversation.
Okay. I have a question.
Okay.
For her. Now, you talked about them having some kind of shouting thing going on. Could you hear details at all?
God, are you kidding me? I ran out. I didn't want
to. Oh, okay. Was that bad?
It was my neighbor. I heard it wasn't his friend, and then I went to the coffee, and his friend asked me, "Could you hear us fighting, having an argument?" And I said, "I don't know anything." They were kind of laughing.
She's doing that Colonel Clanking, the Hogan's Girls. I know nothing, or Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah.
I know nothing, Sergeant Schultz.
Exactly.
Did it sound like a lover's quarrel, or just
what are you?
No, they're not like that. That's not how they are.
Okay. Yeah, I believe her, because she probably could see the vibe when they were out there drinking.
But Laura.
Yeah.
Laura gave a reading.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Laura. Last night.
Laura gave a reading, and she said that there was going to be a falling out, and it was over money, and be careful, or that there was a money play, and I should be careful, and, you know.
Okay, I want to explain something to everybody. Okay, I took a little heat from the whole thing where we have been dealing with my readings I find Laura from London is extremely insightful. She's precognizant. I'm not sure what she actually said. I mean, as far as what she does. But I wanted you to know about that reading. I felt compelled. And yet I took some heat. Jim was unhappy with me.
Absolutely.
And others have said, you know, I don't think you really need it. But here's the thing in my work. I work first on elevating you to an empowered place with your readings. But I want you to always make your own choices. And when I find someone else comes into the picture, like Laura, who has a different perspective, I want to put an injection of that into the work we're doing so that you have more than one person advising you, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, you've always told me you don't always answer questions they never ask.
And that's true.
And that's what you did, though, by doing that.
By telling what Laura had to say?
Yes, because she didn't ask about that.
No, but I asked Lisa if it would be all right. She said yes. So, and you know what? I believe her, too, except I don't think those guys are after you. I don't think they're scammers with you. Not at all.
Okay.
Okay. They got
I was really careful. Laura, you read to me that Laura said, don't talk about your money, don't talk about your career,
yeah.
Don't talk about anything. So I was really careful.
Yeah,
I was really careful.
And, you know, sometimes people that have, let's say, the friend that flew in, let's say they argued over money because he owes the neighbor money. And it could be a gambling addiction.
Well, he's a business thing, and maybe his business isn't doing well.
And
like
maybe
he said, he's got
yes.
business.
And
maybe his business isn't 100% legit.
And no doubt.
But anyway, yeah.
People from that part of the country that come to me are often cooking their business books, you know, so they're avoiding the IRS and blah, blah, blah. But it's too bad. Oh, I'd have been so nosy. I'd have probably had my ear right up against the crack in the door.
You could have set up a tape recorder with the microphone about 2 inches from the wall. They would have recorded the whole thing. The whole freaking
yeah.
thing.
But yeah,
you say that,
how you
are. But that's not snooping when you're doing it from your own place. You're not planting a bug in their house. If you put a little tape recorder on a table that was right next to that wall, when they're yelling like that, they know that people can hear them, so they're making it open. I should say they. He was.
And I remember Laura saying that you were going to feel, I know, the neighbor would feel threatened by another man in your life. I have seen that all along. That he may not want to move quickly with you into, you know, a life for the two of you, but he doesn't want anybody else to have you either. So, yeah, wish Laura was
okay,
here. But
what? This is the hardest part about it. That guy is gorgeous.
Uh-huh. And?
And guess what else? We were introduced, so he came up, he said, I'm a hugger, and he put his hand on my butt and hugged me, and then
it's okay.
He was just all over me, and he was, I was wearing a scarf, and I was sitting at the table, and I said, oh, where's my scarf? He said, oh, let me run out to the parking lot and look for it. He couldn't do enough for me. He was, you know, talking to me about this and talking to me in my face, and I wasn't really paying attention to him. I was paying more attention to D because I'm so head over heels with D. And he was in my face and in my face and in my face. And then when we get out, when we arrive back, he's hugging me, and he says, oh, you remind me so much of Dee's mother. You're so sweet. And
how's that a compliment?
And then this morning at the coffee, you know, he was I just walked right past them to go to the host. I was so furious that I was scared at Dee yelling like that, and they were trying to get me to say hi, and I didn't. I went to the host and talked to the host first, and then I came back, and Dee's friend is all over me, hugging me. He says, "Now here's my hug." And then as we're getting ready to go, you know, I'm leaving on my own, talking to some women friends, and Dee's friend is shouting from the across the yard and saying, "I'll see you at home." You know, he's a real personable kind of guy.
Okay, put it out there, Jim.
I think the yelling is because of that.
Explain.
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. A guy you never met before in your entire frickin' life grabbed your butt when he hugged you.
I don't think anyone saw it except for me. He did it on the side.
Anybody saw it. Maybe one other person may have saw it.
No, this was his friend, right, that came to town?
Yeah, how is that appropriate? How is that appropriate?
Well, I don't know.
I think we've talked about the friend was going to make a play for you. Did you say he's very attractive?
She said he's that. She said that super. Super attractive. Yeah.
And
She had a lady stiffy. Remember that from Mom?
Yeah, so lady stiffy, that's right.
Yeah, she liked
now,
it. She liked
guy,
it as some friend.
This guy is completely straight. He's not gay or, you know, has never dabbled in that, in the, whatever you want to call it. But I really think that was giving you a signal. Isn't that a signal?
What?
When they grab your ass?
When you grab your ass, that's the way you get kicked in the nuts by somebody you've never met before in your entire life, you know? That's a good signal to get kicked in your nuts.
Grab it.
Hi, I've never met you before, but I'll just grab your ass.
Had he been drinking?
No, I don't think so. No, absolutely not.
International shout out to Mike from the UK and Anne from Scotland.
Mike,
took a while to get a break here, but we got it. All right, back to the reading.
Okay, well, this is going to get very interesting, Lisa, because now there's a new element in the mix. All right, and you might find.
She's actually asking about the other guy.
Oh, the
reading is really about this other. Not even about
them too.
Not the friend. The reading is about the guy that. She knows it worked at the place she was taking care of her.
Yes.
That's her real reading subject. We got to
But
go
that's
full circle
not the one
that
grabbed
that.
Her ass.
No.
Okay, I'm just trying to be clear
no,
here.
No, the friend grabbed her ass, which, hey, that's what friends are for. That's what I want. Hey, hi, friend. I want you to come down, fly down, and meet and grab my girl's ass. Grab it good. I bet he saw that shit.
And you said they're like good fellas, so it's probably not people that you want to get too terribly involved.
Let's say they're mafia. They didn't say they're often people. Hey, leave the gun. Take the cannoli. She didn't say they were that kind of shit, but, you know.
No, but like the new guy, the guy that handled your services, right? Hello.
That's the one she's actually asking about.
But he
that
didn't
new person.
Grab her ass or anything.
No, they were just kind of
eye contact stuff.
Okay, what that one wants is to date you. All right.
Really?
He would really like to go out with you. He's not sure about what the connection might be between you and the other folks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? He had a woman show up and a man. And they were sitting the way I was sitting with these dudes. I was sitting across from them. The dudes were sitting side by side. And he had a woman show up, but it looked like a friend. She was so much older than he. And he did not have a wedding ring on, which doesn't mean anything.
Well, it does mean something because you just freaking sang it. So obviously it means something when you sing it. He didn't have a wedding ring. Like it's an operetta. So obviously it means something. You don't sing
you
that.
You know what?
What?
You know, I'm so sick and tired of this carnival. I mean, this morning that scared the holy crap out of me because
life is
I can hear.
Well, you know what, Lisa? this is your paradigm shift that has come into play here. Okay, this is what is going to change your perception, this new man coming in. And you've already said you're tired of what's been going on.
Yeah,
and
he's in the middle of a lot of transformation. It's going to be chaotic. It is.
Your neighbor is going to act
be that
up.
Way.
He's going to act up.
He's going to pout like a little bitch.
And he may become difficult to deal with.
You may think he's big, mafia, good fellow guy, but he's going to act like a little bitch when you start doing other stuff.
Yes, and welcome to Jody from South Wales.
Yes, Jody from the UK.
Yes.
International shout out.
So, you know what? This is going to change the whole atmosphere for you.
Oh, the whole freaking game is
and
different.
And he
now.
Wasn't just a coincidence. I don't believe in them.
Which
anyway.
One?
The guy that came
oh,
in.
Oh, the guy that she's that doesn't have a ring on his finger. I have to sing it too.
You needed to meet that man. Because she's going to give you 20/20 vision in your heart.
It is probably part of the grand plan, right?
Yeah. Oh,
Good. Because I'm really sick of that. I'm
it
so
did.
Sick.
It's
I want to get back to the land of living, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like
I've got a clap for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What? When you look back eventually, you're going to see that what was going on right now was something that needed to happen to get you back out into the world, right?
That's what it is.
Yes.
And that is something.
But now it's coming to an end, right? I'm sorry.
It's perceivable in the card.
Yeah,
and at the time when I would mention it to you, you would say, oh, I'm not interested.
You did.
But I knew.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lisa.
When.
More questions.
I mean, you know, his friend, and I thought, you know, I could really go for that guy, but I know some inside issues with him from his neighbor next door, and they're not huge issues, they're just issues, so no thank you, and it's not about being gay or heterosexual, it's none of that,
right.
But I thought, I'm so sick of this. I mean, this morning when I walked into my kitchen, I could hear the shouting, and it was not from the other guy. It was from the neighbor. And the guy just landed here, for God's sake. I ran in to the washroom to turn the washing machine on, and I ran out, and then I hit the road, and then my neighbor ran out of his place, which he never does, that early in the morning, and he's waving at me, and I said, "Are you okay?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "It's just cold outside." He said, I hope you have a great day." And I said, yeah, you too.
Yeah.
And I took off, and I thought, you know, I'm really sick of this shit. I don't want this shit. I don't want temper tantrums. I mean,
and he knew you heard.
My kids.
He knew you heard. That's why he did that. He was trying to do
damage
control.
I know.
Yep.
I got to come out and wave at her and smile and pretend life is great.
Well, and I have to tell you, this man that you spoke with, he may be your transitional man. You're the one there that's like the door opener.
Thank you, Jesus. But if
you
not, know, that's okay too.
No, he's going to play a role in all of this. But the one that I've seen that hasn't come into
it's still not here yet.
Right, he's still not here yet.
But this is a step in the right direction.
Oh, my God, yes.
You're going to step out of this bullshit that you're sick of is what she's seeing.
And that is what my client has to find and determine for themselves when we're dealing, you know, with a situation.
Yeah, sometimes you walk around, you step in poop, got to shake it off your foot, and now you move on. So.
Yeah, and it's all a part of the experience.
It is. And it happened for a reason, right?
And that man was meant to walk in when he did. You are meant to have your feelings change.
She was meant to meet the neighbor way back.
Yes, he was there to heal you initially.
Initially heal you and to kickstart your spirit.
Yes.
Your love spirit.
See, you're getting it.
No, you told her that before it happened. I remember when you were giving a reading before she moved there.
But then everybody kind of got on me a little bit. You're leading her in the wrong direction. But that's not my job. My job is to walk with her in the direction she's wanting to go.
You didn't have a job.
Point me, would you? In this work that I do.
I was being a dickweed.
Yes, well, that is your nature.
Hey, I'm the sidekick that, you know, that sticks the needles and gets people pissed off.
That's right. So I am so...
My job.
I am so proud of you, Lisa. Your eyes are opened.
Oh.
When you're tired of doing all the work.
What is on the next agenda for the next 24 hours?
Yeah, are you seeing them again?
What is your agenda for the next 24 hours?
Oh, well, tonight I have a girlfriend coming over, and the neighbor across the sidewalk is coming over, not the neighbor. And tomorrow I'm going to Farmer's Market by myself to meet another girlfriend. And so I'm out there, you know.
Good for you.
I just feel sorry for his friend, you know, because he's held captive. I mean, he can always stay in an Airbnb, I guess. I don't know.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
You know.
He's not a 15-year-old frightened teenager waif or anything like that, like Oliver Twist. Oh, I'm stuck in an orphanage. He can do whatever the hell he's got to do.
Now, here's another thing that's coming up for you. I'm going to see in the time frame of heading into April.
We are.
I'm going to say June-ish. June-ish.
That's very close.
You're going to hear about an awesome place to move.
Mm.
It's going to come right to you. You're not going to go looking for it.
Aha.
And I believe you're going to snap it right up.
So it's going to be those little puzzles. The philosophy where the
people
fall into place on their own.
Let's think about it.
I got
you. You can't entertain the affections of another man with the neighbor eyeballing everything.
You know, I did ask him. You know, I said, are you going to do anything weird if I bring a guy home? And this, I asked him like 3-4 months ago, and he said, no. So, anyway.
Oh, I don't believe him.
Yeah, and you know, she knows.
I don't believe him, but maybe at the time he thought that. But I think Laura was right that he's going to throw a big tantrum. So I'm really glad we got that insight from her last night. And she felt bad after, and I'm going to text her or message her after the show and say, it was, as you folks say, spot on. Yes. So I'm excited.
So the bottom line is, so you don't have any actual plans
With those two
tomorrow, right? No actual plans, right?
Oh, God, no. Uh-uh.
Okay, I didn't know if you guys made them before you got there. Sometimes people make plans before somebody even comes in to tell them for the next 3-4 days. So you did not do that. Okay, that's good. That's good. If you had made plans, it would even be more awkward then. So that's good that you did not.
Well, that's good. You sound really strong, determined. Discerning, I like that.
Sounds like she saw a little bit of light.
And that light is going to keep growing.
Which is, hey, his friend's kind of a cool dude, and he was not nice though, so there's something wrong.
Something hinky there, yeah. But someday you're going to look back and think, oh my God, what was I thinking? But you know what? See the experience as a defining moment for you.
You needed it to happen. Deb told me that you're going to need to move to that place way back then. There's going to be a guy there. Remember you told her? The guy that you didn't know was an actual neighbor. There's going to be a guy there that's going to bring her out.
Yeah, and that's true.
Right, I'm saying this is all part of the process.
You
on
were
next parent.
So broken when you first moved there.
Yes, you were like, you didn't think there was any hope for a lot of stuff before you moved there.
This brought you so much healing. And now you can see the relationship, you know, with open eyes and what it really is.
Yep. Epiphany.
Yeah. Epiphany.
It's like, oh my God, I saw his friend is really cool and gorgeous.
Well,
this another guy. She's like realizing.
I don't know, I may not. I hope I can stick by my guns for sure. I mean, right now I'm like,
Life will lead you in the direction it wants to lead you.
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say?
Okay.
Yeah.
Life will grab you by the hand and lead you in that direction sometimes, even if you tried not to like it. And I think we just saw that start to happen today.
I think so. And, you know, you could encourage the guy that with the services that you, I mean,
she still has a plan. She already has a plan.
You have a plan.
She already said what she's going to do next time if that comes up.
Yeah. So you didn't see, but you didn't see him as the one. You just saw him as a friend.
I'm actually seeing him as a contender for you and your heart.
Yeah.
That she didn't be in the car before.
No, he was there last night.
Oh, there you go.
But you didn't ask about it. He was there last night. But I don't answer questions.
Why do you say that?
That I'm not asked.
But then you put the other stuff on that wasn't asked.
I asked her if she wanted to hear it, and she said yes. Okay, now you could engineer another meeting with him. You're going to the farmer's market. Pick him up a little
something.
Bring it to him. I mean, that's what I would do. I'd be really cute.
Deb, you are so much more brave and courageous and bust through the atmosphere.
You let a guy grab your ass that you never met before. You're getting pretty brave.
Well, I can't say it would be a bad thing. It's a new world, new age. Women can call men.
Oh, yeah. That's not that. That's, you know, maybe 50 years ago, that'd be really weird.
Yeah.
But not nowadays.
No, I think it's cool. I think it's really cool.
No, it is.
Cool.
No, it's awesome. Nowadays, it's fine. If you went up there and said, here's my card.
I
saw this.
Well, bring him some eggplant.
Yeah, I do.
Bring him some eggplant.
I agree. You know, it's one thing if you're like 17-year-old, things might seem weird. But at this point now, it chick brings me in like, hey, I remember we talked and, hey, here's my card if you ever need to do something. Hey.
I have two questions.
Yeah. Do it.
Okay. Does he have a woman in the wings? And the second question is, is he homosexual?
Oh yeah, I'm sure you want to know.
Yeah, I bet you're a little gun shy on that, no, aren't you? I'd be a little gun shy.
Yeah.
I don't blame you for being gun shy because that hasn't worked out for you right now. I don't blame you. I think that is a legitimate question after what you've been
through. Did he come in with an old lady, you said?
Or was that she arrived later. She arrived later.
Yeah, you know, they met up at a table later, people came in.
Like, if she could have been his mother?
Or just probably an acquaintance that was
older. Or just a friend.
Friend or aunt or relative or something like that. But somebody that was not on his age. And there was nothing going on. It's, I was listening to all that. I got it. See, I actually listen sometimes when I'm not taping.
And you know what?
What's that?
You know what? There was another man that came in and joined her. So it was like they were friends, I guess. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
Only the shadow knows.
Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of men?
Well, he wanted to continue the conversation last night and make a real pass at you to let you know that he really likes you, that he's very the card of passion is here, and that is the sexual dance that a man and a woman or two men or whatever that they go through. You know, it's very, it's like traditional.
Bunch of freaking peacocks running around. Apparently.
So he's like, I see him going like, damn, I missed my chance. But I think
that is very common for guys.
Isn't it?
Yep. Yeah, it is very common for guys like, God damn it, I should have done something.
Yeah,
I should have
done something with her.
I agree with that. Sounds very logical.
So that's what I'm seeing. And he would love to have the chance to go out with you. Now, is he a drinker? Is that a problem if he is?
She probably doesn't know.
Oh, well.
No problem. I mean, he was drinking there. It's okay. I mean, he holds a high position.
What is his high position exactly? You never told us that.
I don't know. I have to find out.
Well, how the hell do you know he holds a high position if you don't know what it is?
Because when I was there, he was in a suit, and he was walking around, strolling around, talking to the various people that were working, like.
I got you. Roger that. You don't have to explain any further. I was just curious. Yep, I understand.
And he has a very nice face. I mean, it's so friendly. It looked human. It looked normal. It didn't look weird.
I like when my face looks human. Thank God it looked human.
It didn't look like it was harboring any weird stuff.
I gotcha. So it didn't look like it was Jeffrey Dahmer or the BTK
killer.
That's good. We don't like serial killer faces. We don't like them.
You know what? Here's what I'm thinking.
All right,
I'm going to take a shot based on the cards. That new guy going to be the one that opens the door to your sensuality. I mean, you two are going to be you're going to be like spontaneous combustion together because he hasn't been with you for quite some time.
You better tell her that. Say that again. I don't know if she caught that.
He hasn't been with somebody.
Come to mama.
Yes.
So you heard that because she was asking if he's got a girlfriend or something.
I think, Lisa, you're going to drain him by dehydration.
So that's an answer to question number one. He doesn't have a kick right now, right?
No, he doesn't.
And he hasn't for a while.
But he finds you really hot.
So that was her first question.
Yeah. And the second question, oh, she is not him.
Well, I think you already said that by the first question answer.
There'd be a man here.
Oh,
men.
He just needs to find a way to pursue you.
And it's going to work itself out, right?
It will.
Yeah, it will. You know,
I don't think she needs to force it, but she could.
I'm not shy. I mean, I'll drop in at his office and just say, you know, I haven't seen you around. I've lived here for a while, and I just wanted to say hi. I like to know who's working here, and my name is this, and I'll give him, you know, if you ever want to talk.
Yeah,
I'm not shy.
It's not high school awkwardness. You can do that nowadays. And if I was a guy like that, I'd be like, you know what? That's cool.
It's
I've been asked out on dates before by chicks. I've been asked out on dates. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Yes. There's a certain point with a certain age where you realize,
come on,
it's all good.
We're not going to wear these coy disguises.
Well, but like the neighbor and his friend, they wouldn't like a chick to take that position to ask them out on a date.
We'll find out. I don't know if he's on the rebound. I don't know if he just busted up in a marriage. You know, everybody's got baggage, but who knows? You can't special order people from heaven. You know, it just comes as it comes.
That'd be awesome, though.
Order them from Amazon either.
That'd be awesome, too, because if you're on Prime, you get them next week.
Oh, my God, that's right.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, Lisa, I think you've traveled a great distance here. And I think that you are amazing in how you have gone through this whole journey and all the emotional, you know, upswings and downswings and all that. But I think, okay.
Yeah.
So please try and contact us again. Tomorrow night for the show. Okay.
I will.
Listen how excited she is.
Well, right now she didn't have any definitive plans. Obviously, nothing with those two from the neighbors. From farmer market stuff, and I think she's gonna just play it from the hip.
This new man is gonna get all of your juices flowing. He's going to give her the physical affection she's craving.
And tell her about Sophia.
Oh, God.
Oh, tomorrow night, by the way, Lisa, we have Sophia.
We have a bonus reader tomorrow night. I will put my cards away. No more cards, no more hearts.
Yeah, so she's going to give a reading, too.
We have Sophia from Sweden. That'll be the one to give you a bonus reading.
Yeah.
She'll be on the portal. You'll hear her. You won't hear, but you'll hear her. So it's going to be like me, except better.
And I'll tell
you. She's better.
One last comment. The neighbor knows that you are going to end up with a great man. You're going to go on to a great life. And seriously, there is something that holds him back from being able to offer that to you. So in one sense, he's going to be sad. He's going to throw a tantrum like Laura from London said, But I really think in the end, you're going to be all the happier for it.
Oh, good.
And it,
yeah.
It's not like yesterday, a lot of shit happened.
Yeah.
A ton of shit happened. I mean, you had like huge things all happen at the same time, and you're kind of like on the transition right now.
Yeah. You know,
but it's
I,
okay
don't,
now.
I don't
you don't like it.
I don't
you don't like
need...
it. You don't like yelling. She hates yelling. I know that.
No. But, God, no.
No, but it seems like it's happening for a reason, right?
Well, yes, and the gay man brought her back to life, but the new man is going to bring you a life.
Like those philosophers
yeah.
say, you're on a path.
Oh.
People will come and go.
Oh, yeah.
They may come, and they might be there just for a little brief time, and then they leave, but they had a purpose on your path.
Yeah,
right?
Like Tyler Perry says this. What's her name again? Medea. He says, people come into your life for a reason or a season. And when it's a season, it's to bring you the gift of something.
Or something, right. It's like you like her whole life is a big philosophical thing. Her whole life
yeah.
is a big giant path.
Yeah.
We have little players that come and go.
Yes.
And like, well, don't discard them. They're there for a reason. They come and did something, right? Like this
yeah.
guy, right?
Well, this new man, you should go get him, put him in a basket, and carry him home.
Yeah, most of us want to be in a basket, though. I don't want to be put in a basket.
No, it's just a sweet way of saying.
I know what you're saying. I'm joking.
You're too literal sometimes.
I know. I'm doing it on purpose. Yes.
Okay.
You guys are funny. You're funny. You're funny,
well,
funny,
have...
funny.
Oh,
Roger
thank
that.
You. Well, we have a few readings to do before we call it a
okay.
night. But, honey.
Okay.
Good to hear you sounding so good. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I hope it continues. We'll see. We'll see. I'm trying to maintain, yeah.
Hey.
What?
Put a damn tape recorder next to your wall.
Oh.
Put a tape recorder next to your wall.
Yeah, and then what if they are involved in some kind of crime?
She should know.
But
no,
they're
not. That's not how
they are. They're not. They're not. It's not that.
No.
But you're not violating anybody. You're not doing anything wrong because this tape recorder in your own very space.
And remember, when a man you don't know puts
I'm all about being legal, not violating anybody. Hey, she laughed at it. It's fun.
When a man you don't know puts his hand on your ass, he is conveying something to you.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can tell you what that could be conveying. I want to bang you in 3 hours. I'm a serial rapist, and I wanted to feel this app is the right one. I want to murder later. You shouldn't allow that
well,
always
you know,
to happen. That's what I'm saying.
For a moment, I thought last night. I thought I was really upset when I came home because I thought, did the neighbor tell the guy to hit on me? You know, that's what I was wondering.
There's
did the
no
neighbor?
Yeah,
he doesn't respect that. Friend from a lifelong friend does not respect him.
No, he wouldn't cross.
I would never
crossing the line.
Ever do that to a good friend's
yeah.
woman. Ever, ever, ever. Even if he told me to, I wouldn't do it.
But maybe, sure. maybe the neighbor told him. Maybe the neighbor told him to hit on me. I don't.
Do it.
That's what I was wondering last night.
It could be, but I would say no, dude. I do not cross that line. If you want me to touch your woman's butt, nope, not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Not gonna do it.
Well, Lisa, go and enjoy your evening.
Yeah.
And
yeah, well,
thank you.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
you're
only after
so
6
you're welcome. Yeah.
It is
thank
early where
you.
You are.
I'm so
thank
happy.
You.
You've made, like, my entire night.
I hope I can maintain and I don't crumble, but we'll see. We'll see. It's all progress, right?
Stay in the moment right now.
You can already
yeah.
tell she's going to.
Going to crumble?
Yeah.
No, not going to crumble.
You're not
going to. No, you can already tell she is already, like,
yes. Yeah.
She was already ready to move on.
Well, somebody else came along and showed
yep.
you. Yeah.
That's the way she opened the conversation was, done with this shit. Here's what happened. I'm ready to move on. Like, oh, she already set the tone. She's transitioning.
You
yes.
know, definitely. All right, my dear.
I think we got to, you want to try, you know what? One more. Nobody's online that has not had a reading. Facebook folks. We have a little bit of time. Messenger, how you doing as far as your sickness? Are you okay? One more somebody?
I think one more.
There's no calls.
Oh, Jeanette already said she wanted to be next in a video call.
Well, Jeanette, if she's here.
And look at that.
Right on time. You want to shut it and go to your
portal. I don't know. I think I can do it right here.
You could, but you're not going to like it. Oh, the damage is done. So,
look,
Mia.
Look at, there she is. You look so beautiful. So happy. Yeah.
Your volume's all the way up, Deb. All
right, well.
That's why.
I'm going to have to get my portal.
No, you can't.
Why? She can call me right back.
Okay, that then, yeah. Just tell her to call you back in
yes,
10 seconds.
Back.
There you go. Roger that.
Yes.
Stand by. Get that volume up. Jack that fucking volume up. Pump up the volume.
Are you in
pump
a mood?
Up the volume.
Yeah.
I'm actually feeling better today. There it is.
There we go. Hello.
Wait. Ah, there she
better?
Is.
Better.
Roger that. It's on our, it was on our machine. It's
yeah.
better on our machine.
So, what do we owe this honor to?
What's happening?
Oh, well, I, beginning of the week, my house is going on the market for sale. So I just want to know what you see happening.
Okay.
You told us. Other houses had been gone in, what, 2 weeks?
Let me move these over.
Within 2 weeks.
Two houses on my street went on the market while I was away, and they were sold by the time I got back. So within 2 weeks,
that's awesome. Really?
Yeah. So right now, there's really not much in my neighborhood for sale, which is kind of to my benefit.
Yes,
it
is
indeed when there's not a lot of competition. That is true. Yep.
Yeah.
I've lost track. So you have another place lined up already?
She's living with her man. They're getting married.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Uniting the two households. Got it. Roger that.
Yes.
You talk to so many people, though.
I know. And, you know, you
can you see them?
Oh, it's beautiful.
That there looks like an engagement ring. That there does look like
She's
one.
She's got a nice one.
With an ass butt ton of diamonds.
Yep. Looks awesome.
Ass ton.
Boy, somebody's love.
Lots of diamonds.
A lot.
Diamonds. Yep. Like, well, who is that?
I might have counted out too many cards because I got too excited.
We'll find out.
Because it feel already
Gee, feels imagine
like
that.
It.
A whole bunch of diamonds got a woman flustered
yeah.
and excited.
Women love those beautiful engagement rings.
They do.
Yeah, I'm way
I just need rings of any sort.
Yeah, I do too. So it's beautiful. I bet
Thank
it really
you.
Sparkles when you're outside in the sun.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
It sparkles all the time. It's all
Have you any plans for your wedding yet? Or now, just going to sit with this for a while?
That's right.
That's good. All right. Let me get my focus back here.
She's focusing.
Yeah, I liked when you used to talk in your golf whisper.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't force me to do my different personas, you know. It's like the cards are going down. It's great when somebody's watching majors, and we have a lot of UK folks. That's one thing that the world shares is golf. Canada, it doesn't matter what country you're from, there's a lot of international people that play the PGA Tour and the... The freaking great tournaments.
It's great to sleep to a
the
golf
majors they call
tournament
them.
Because he's whispering during the and you're going.
It is if
like
you're really if
like
you are
inside the golfer.
Yes, if
not.
If you're really sick and you don't really care about golf, that's what you put on.
Yeah.
If you care about golf and if it's a major, that's not going to work out because you're like, oh my god, it's so and so up there. But yeah, if you, it's like oh, they whisper and then it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful for the...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful. All right, go ahead, Deb.
I think it could surprise you tremendously at how fast... Uh-oh, where'd you go?
We got Laura down. We got Jeanette down. Jeanette's down.
It
Jeanette's
was ours
down.
That disconnected.
We don't know who did what.
Well, they wouldn't...
Why do you say that?
Because it just said...
What?
Wi-Fi is disconnected.
It's not, though, because I am on here... And everything's great. So we don't know. That's what your portal is. Remember, your portal's like a 5-year-old. It's guessing what happened.
Yeah, where is she calling?
Yeah, it's your portal's not happy. Put it to the side.
Oh, right, look
there.
At that.
Yeah, right. It's
what
your portal.
Is that?
That's your portal being a bitch.
Yeah, and
the Wi-Fi
it's
is fine.
Off.
The Wi-Fi is fine. The portal's, it's your portal.
So, Jeanette, let me talk to you over
Or you could open up your computer and just suck it up and...
Well, nobody...
Well, it's back.
Oh. Stupid.
Jeanette, give it another shot.
Call us again.
It's her portal. Her
I think
portal
I
is...
need the next generation.
I wonder if there is one.
There should be by now. Call me again if you can.
Laura from London has showed up from the UK. Welcome.
Oh, nice.
And who's leading what, Miss Laura? She asked, who's leading?
Leading? All right. I think it's going to surprise you hugely how fast your house sells. I do.
That's what I want to hear.
And that's what I'm seeing. And it would really be shocking to me if that doesn't happen. I'm seeing connected to it, there's a man, he doesn't seem very old, who is in the market for a house like yours. And I think he would be, you know, I think women go out to look at homes and we sometimes have too high of expectations, but men don't. They just want, you know, four walls and a roof. So they're not real. I mean, your place is super charming. I looked at your pictures.
Thanks.
It's really adorable. But I think a guy is just going to be like, oh, yeah, this will work out fine. You know?
Okay.
So I see him as really, really wanting it. Yep. And here is the exchange of contracts being signed. And your cards are great.
People
around you that have problems, but you're not one of them. You know?
Well, I gave my real estate guy, because he's an old friend. We've known each other for like 30 years. And I said to him, I'm giving you a one-week challenge that I'd like to see it gone in a week. And he's like, well,
great. Let's
be realistic here. I said, no, that is realistic.
Well, I think it can certainly be. At least somebody would put their, you know, what is it, their earnest money or their whatever they call it, down on it. It would probably take a while to get the, you know, the whole transaction.
And I don't even know how their real estate market works up there, the rules, the laws, the different types of loans, certain money's down. I don't know.
And if they want, like the one thing I don't know is closing date. Like to sell it, yes, it could take maybe a couple days or a week. But I'm wondering, too, when they're going to actually take possession. I don't want to sit around and wait forever.
Ours was like a month when we got the house. My late husband and I, it was about a month. Well, she disappeared again, so maybe you can get her.
That's your portal.
Yeah.
We're all good here. The portal's being a poopy pee-pee caca.
Let's take it out to the country
and
we shoot at it.
Or maybe we should do a factory reset on it or see if there's updates to do. That's all. Not right now.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
It just might need updates. That's all. That is all. I'm talking to Laura from London about the golf stuff. She wasn't sure if it... none of us were sure if there was any golf stuff going on. It was an example. Yeah, there you go.
Oh.
It's showing the connection is lost.
Yeah, let's just go to her card. Because she's in there.
Oh, Jeanette.
Yeah, Jeanette, we're going to do your rebel card.
Well, the rebel, yeah. Yep. There she is. Yeah, stand by, Jeanette. Yep, she's definitely here. Yeah, her portal's being a poo-poo caca. And it, you know what? We don't know that it does any kind of firmware or anything updates automatically. It might really need that. We need to sit down.
Likely.
And it might not have done any updates since the day she bought it. And that's going to make it be a piece of crap. So we're going to look into that. And we're going to look into it tomorrow before the show because we're bringing Sophia in.
Yes.
So we're going to make sure we got that son of a beep, beep, beep squared away. Yes. Or we'll bring out the old one if we have to. We have the old portal. If this one is not happy, we'll bring out the old. We have a backup right now.
Yeehaw!
Yeah. Here we go. What does it say? Huh. Well, I'm going to read. It is what it is, Jeanette. It says, stuff is going down with your job. See, the word stuff.
Shit.
Shiznat. Reevaluate change perspective, or effing quit. Now, job is relative.
I don't know if it works.
Job is a relative thing, though. Job could be what you do on a daily basis that is part of your life, like not necessarily a job, but if it's something that you consider sort of a career thing, I don't know. She has to, take that with a grain.
Yeah, I didn't really. That didn't resonate.
It doesn't resonate, but these are her cards, not ours.
Yes.
True that.
Yeah.
True that.
So I think that we should.
Prime to
sayonara.
Sayonara. What are you doing? Oh, you're doing that.
And Laura, I will be talking to you shortly.
Hmm.
And anybody else, you can always message me if you need or want something.
Remember
or,
what the me is, though.
What?
Don't do the psychic love doctor show.
Well, we do have messaging there, but
it's got automatic, I'm not here right now.
Yeah.
And then we don't get in there a lot because there's so much. She has the Deborah Lee account. She does most of her active stuff.
And on the show page.
And on the web, at the show
page.
She's
got a lot of crap there, too.
And she goes to the website. She gets, there's a lot of things. So, I don't have a job as such, but I do want to get into a better daily routine once this is all house business gets settled. So
I would say yes. That would be
that could
a
be
better
the focus of mm-hmm. that. Or truth?
Yeah.
Truth.
Yes.
Well. Yes. No, me bothering.
The show is at 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific. We want to see you and hear from you. So please join us.